G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 15. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. It is a Caulfield Cup weekend and Joel, looks like Melbourne has got a cracker of a day in store.
Yes, it looking like being really good weather. It was for the Guineas Day last Saturday and not so much for Blue Sapphire Day in the middle of the week. But yeah, it's going to be a really good day's racing at Caulfield Saturday. 10 races, just the one Group 1, not as many as last week, but it's a big one. It's the Caulfield Cup.
Carl, the talk around town is that this is not the strongest Caulfield Cup field of all time, and very unusually, only two emergencies rather than the usual four. One of those emergencies has already got a run. What's your feeling on the strength of this year's field?
Yeah, it's probably the weakest I can remember. I was having a conversation with a person about 2 or 3 weeks ago and they were just incredulous with the thought that Jamaica could be Caulfield Cup favourite. But as I said, well, what's around to knock her off? And that's probably the real question. Jamaica at her price is quite short historically. You know, she does start shorter than the likes of Lucia Valentina did when she ran third, but it's the opposition, and I guess the internationals are very much the unknown.
Very much so, as I've written in Best Bets this week. The Caulfield Cup is a bit of a punter's puzzle because the internationals that do win it at their first start in Australia. Since Vintage Crop, no horse has won the Melbourne Cup at his or her first start in Australia, although Max Dynamite made a reasonably good fist of it last year. But they've all had one run, usually either in the Geelong Cup or on the first, or in fact on one of the days of the Caulfield Carnival, either in the Caulfield Cup or, in Protectionist case, the Herbert Power. So we're betting blind a bit to some extent, although we can put a line through a couple, can't we? Because Scottish has got no ticker, according to Hayley Moore, and certain spies down at Werribee reckon Exospheric is going like a busted you-know-what.
So that leaves us with
Isaac. Do you want to answer that one?
Isaac Newton and Articus.
Yeah, well, Articus, certainly the money's coming for Articus. Anyway, look, we won't we won't chuck in any early spoilers because we have got six black type races to wade through before we get to the Caulfield Cup. And the first of those is race two at Caulfield on Saturday. It is the Polytrack Gothic Stakes, listed event for three-year-old colts and geldings over 1,400 metres, Joel.
I've got number two, Trenchant, who had no luck at Flemington last start. He's got a measure up against these Sydney colts, I guess that's the query, but he was travelling really well. There was a good support for him and he just unfortunately had nowhere to go, so I'm going to give him another chance. He should get a good run just off the speed to beat Seven Akatua, who won well beating the older horses last start. It was a high pressure race. He looks to be going really well. 14 Appiart is a horse with a bit of promise, I thought ran on quite soundly at the Valley, and 5 Nikitas needs to improve, but he has been running against the A-grade, and this is a drop in class for him.
Appiata on top for me, number 14. Was a good run first up over 1,200 at Mooney Valley. Good at the finish. Shapes is the sort of horse that will want further, and gets it here over 1,400. Son of O'Reilly. I saw Peter Moody in the crowd there for that first up run as well, and there was a bit of a spruik before the debut when it was certainly heavily backed. So just got the feeling that Appiata might be one out of the box. Of course, Peter Moody used to train the horse and retains a share in Appiata. So go ahead of Four Morton's Fork, a very consistent horse. Akatua number 7 in for third, and Curvature in for fourth.
Well, I've gone for one that has not been mentioned by either of you, and that is number 3, Inside Agent. Tipped it last time, didn't think there was anything wrong with a win. To beat 10, Magnarok, 9, Peacock and 7, Akatua. So, you know, you can probably take that with a grain of salt, although then again, I am the leading tipster in Victoria at the moment. Chapter 3. Race 3, in fact. Race 3 at Caulfield on Saturday is the Crown Lager Alinghi Stakes. 1,100 metres for fillies and mares, listed event, Joel.
Flippant for me from the Snowden Yard. They do a good job when they bring these horses down to Melbourne. She's a good mare. Not sure what the issue was. In the autumn, she only had one run and led and knocked up. It wasn't, was only 2.5 lengths away from Southern Legend. Her previous fresh effort was a strong win at Wyong, beating Egyptian Symbol, who you'll hear a bit more about later, and Mert the Flirt. She's a talented mare. She's trialled well. I think she'll be really hard to beat. It is a bit of a hot race, but I'm keen on her to beat 3 Almighty Girl, 7 Super Cash, and 8 Chloe in Paris.
Yeah, very good race. I've gone with Super Cash on top. I thought the first up win was impressive. I think she'll get a nice run just off the speed again. The main danger for mine is number 3 Almighty Girl, who draws alongside her. Also first up, jump outs recently have been very good, and she's also going to be poised to pounce. I mean, second to Heatherly and beat Secret Agenda last campaign, so she's just got plenty of ability. Third number 2, I love it. Those jump outs of late have been fantastic, and just the concerns, the wide barrier, and then a bit of a gap back to fourth, which is number 6 Vezelay.
And I've got number 6 Vezelay on top from 1 Miss Promiscuity, 4 Flippant, and 7 Super Cash. Race 4 at Caulfield on Saturday. NZ Bloodstock Ethereal Stakes, 2,000 metres for the 3-year-old fillies at Group 3 level.
2 Sebring Dream, I tipped her in the 1,000 guineas, so I better tip her in this. She worked to the line well, suggests that 2,000 metres is going to be right up her alley. They've taken the blinkers off, put the winkers on. Just hoping today or Saturday is the day for her. I've got her to beat 4 Savan, a well-bred filly from the Cummings yard. She's coming along nicely. It was a good win last start in Sydney. 5 Eleonora, the unlucky runner of the Edward Manifold, and 13 Arahata, lightly raced maiden that I've got a bit of an opinion of. She was a beaten favourite at Warrnambool last start, not given much hope, and did pull up lame. I thought that may have been the end of her prep, but she's running around, so we'll throw her in.
Eleonora on top for me, number 5. She was a really good winner of the Australian debut 2 starts ago. Strong over the final 200 metres, and then, yeah, unlucky in the Edward Manifold. Just got shuffled back from barrier 2. The tempo was just fair, and, yeah, never got a crack but in the straight. I think up to the 2,000 metres, I think she'll smash them. The only danger is 2 Sebring Dream. Blinkers were added last time, as you alluded to, and now I think they're off, aren't they?
They are off.
The blinkers are off. Yeah, the winkers are on, and now just allowing her to get a trip. Then in for third, I put in 6 Why You Ask, and for fourth, number 7 Tiamo Grace.
2 Sebring Dream for me to beat 1 Mo Queen, 5 Eleonora, and 3 Bella Sorolastra. Race 5 is the Colts division, although there is one filly in it from Hayes and Dabney, who have a couple of good chances in the fillies in the Ethereal. This is the Ladbrokes Classic, previously known as the Caulfield Classic, previously known as the Norman Robinson. 2,000 metres, 4 3-year-olds, worth $500,000 bucks, but still a Group 3 at this stage. Joel?
Yeah, well, it's interesting, Rash. You got the Group 1 Colts dropping out of the guineas and backing up off last week. Seaburge in good standing. Look, I'm going 7 High Lad. I thought he was a really good run in the UCI Stakes at Flemington. He'll be better for that run. He did a bit of work. Drawn badly again, gate 14, that's the query, but I'm going with him to beat 6 Inference, who was good at Mooney Valley in the Stutt Stakes without a lot of luck. We've seen Haydock frank that form to a degree coming through the Caulfield Guineas. 1 Seaburge tacked the line hard in the Guineas, and 8 Kent. Thought he was really good in the UCI Stakes as well, hitting the line well late.
Yeah, Inference for me, I think it was a very, very bad ride in the Stutt Stakes. He should have won that. He should have beaten Haydock easy, and I reckon if he ran the Caulfield Guineas last Saturday, he would have won. So, spewing over that ride in the Bill Stutt, but I think he can atone, provided he'll get the 2,000. And I think he will, based on the way he ran through the line in the Bill Stutt once he was clear. So I've got him on top from 9 Odeon, another favourite of mine. He draws a barrier. He's going to sit a lot more handier than he did in the UCI, and he's going to stay all day, this horse. He's really, really talented. Third number 1, Seaburge, who might not run. I heard the stable suggest that they may wait for Mooney Valley, but we'll see what happens there. And fourth, number 7, Highland, who's a genuine stayer who fought on tenaciously at his Australian debut last time.
Yes, well, the wide-open nature of this race is illustrated by the fact that Winning Post's new 8-person tipping panel. Have you checked it out, listeners? Because you should. It's huge. Heaps of winners each week.
Bigger the better.
Exactly. 4 of the 8 tipsters have got their value bet in this race, including me, which is number 5, Rocketeer, hasn't been mentioned, to beat 1 Seaburge, 7 High Lad, and 4 Wine Bush. Race 6 at Caulfield on Saturday, Priceline Pharmacy Kunji Cup, 2,000 metres, Group 3, Joel.
Yeah, I've gone 1 it somewhat. He's the class runner. He should get a lovely run. 59 kilos, giving away a fair bit of weight to most of his rivals, but I think he's the one to beat. I'll be backing Nozomi each way, number 11. I'm throwing him in for second. He's a lightly raced type. He had a long spell after his 3-year-old season. He's come back. He's progressed nicely. It was a good win third up. Didn't beat a lot. It was at grand final day at Caulfield. This is clearly a step up in grade, but he drops in weight. I think he's got plenty of upside about him. Four, Vanbrugh, who was okay in the Epsom. Epsom runners usually run well in this. I think they won three in a row. At one point with Light in the Night, Fortella, and there was one other, Spurtonic, I think. So certainly respecting him, and eight, Tarquin, showed nice improvement at the Valley third up.
Yeah, Vanbrugh, for me, I just think that he ran well with the lightweight in the Epsom. He was looking for the 2,000 metres. It was quite genuinely run with Fabrizio rolling along in the lead, and he was beaten under three lengths. I thought the run had merit. Not a lot of depth for this race. Got him ahead of one it somewhat. He's the class runner, but he's got to carry 59 kilos, so that might pull him up. But he certainly deserves that weight. Gap back then to my third selection, number three, Morris, and then number six, Tom Melbourne, who just doesn't have the manners to really trust anymore, I think, up on the pace. He seems to just do things a little bit too keen, and I think he might set it up for something else to finish home over the top.
One, it's somewhat for me to beat eight, Tarquin, three, Morris, four, Vanbrugh. Race seven is the first leg of the quaddy at main quaddy at Caulfield on Saturday, and this is the Schweppes Tristark Stakes, Group 2 for mares, four-year-old and up, 1,400 metres, Joel.
Yeah, I've gone the Sydney mares here, 1, 2, 3, 4. I've gone six, Danish Twist, who looks to have come back in really good order. Excellent run against the boys first up at 1,200. I think the 1,400 second up is perfect. Just going to need a little bit of luck to go away from that gate, but I like her to beat two, Tycoon Tara, who's just flying for the Snowden Yard. 10, Den Magic. She's got a really good turn of foot if able to show it. She doesn't have to get as far back from a better draw on Saturday. And one, First Seal, obviously the class runner. She was a little bit plain first up. She will strip fitter. I'll throw her in for fourth. 6-2, 10-1.
Talopia on top for me, number 11. Super run in the Let's Lope 3 starts ago. Was held up and found the line okay in the Group 1 Rupert Clark against the older males. And then last time the Blazer Stakes was sent out favourite and just not in the best part of the track. Up along the inside, the trifecta were much wider on the course. French Emotion finishing home over the top. But doesn't receive a penalty, obviously, for finishing fourth. French Emotion gets the weight hike of 2.5 kilos. And I just think Talopia is just there to win again. 1,400 metres is certainly her best distance. So got her on top of three, Pearls, who I thought stuck on well behind the all-the-way winner, Tycoon Tara. Third, number six, Danish Twist, who really got home nicely in that strong premier race at Weight for Age last time. And fourth, number 10, Den Magic. Risking the favourite, which is Tycoon Tara, I just don't think she gets a strong 1,400, and I'm hoping that she isn't allowed to dictate terms in front.
Well, I think First Seal on best would blow them away, so is she going to get back to her best? Who knows? One, First Seal to beat three, Pearls, two, Tycoon Tara, four, French Emotion. Race eight is the big one, the BMW Caulfield Cup. It's worth $3 million, 2,400-metre handicap. Group one, of course, Joel.
Yeah, I've got the favourite on top, 11, Jamaica. She ticks most boxes, as Carl alluded to, a little bit short in the betting, but I found it hard to tip against her. Two runs at Weight for Age this time in were good. She went to a handicap and bolted in with the naturalism, and she was very good in the Turnbull. No match for Hartnell, but she beat third easily. I think she's the one to beat. Two, our Ivanhoe, I think it's the one that's over the odds. His first up run was really good. Turnbull run was a bit flat, but firm track there didn't really suit. His form on good tracks is okay, just hoping that's not too hard and gets his glue on shoes back on. He can improve. Three, Exospheric is the international that I've thrown in. His form in England is pretty sound. A bit worried about those track work reports about him, but he's in for third, and I've thrown a real roughie in for fourth, Big Memory. He hasn't won in a long time. He ran a really good race in a much stronger renewal of the Cup in 2014, and yeah, he was pretty good last week behind a sign. This is obviously a tougher task, but at big odds, I'm going to throw him in.
Yeah, I've gone with Scottish, number four on top. He's yet to win past 2,000 metres, but he's only had two attempts over 2,400, and in those races he's run second both times. First time against Highland Real, who's obviously a Group 1 performer, and the other time against stablemate Space Age, who then at his next start was runner-up behind Dartmouth, the horse that's owned by the Queen in the Hardwicks, and then went on to win the Hardwick Stakes this year. Form line's really strong, and the only other time Scottish ran over 2,500, it hit a heavy track and failed. So I'm not too perturbed about its credentials at the trip. I think it's got the best form of all the Europeans, and for that reason I've got it on top from 9 Articus, who is a progressive type. Look for him to be ridden midfield and be finishing home strongly. And then the best of the locals, 11 Jamaica and 10 Tally. Best roughies, I think, are Delul Engine and Sacred, what is it? Sacred
Master?
Yeah, Sacred Master. There's a litany of those horses. But I think they're the two roughies that might add some value into the multiples.
I'm with Scottish 2. Big challenge to win the Caulfield Cup without a heart, but think he can get the job done. Number 4 to beat 11. The obvious, the favourite, Jamaica, the obvious local anyway, and from 8, less obvious local, Sir John Hawkwood, the metropolitan form is just despised, isn't it? And 9, Articus, another raider for 4th, 4, 11, 8 and 9. Race 9 at Caulfield on Saturday, Dilmah for Lovers of Tea, Caulfield Sprint, 1,000 metres, Lankan Rupee. Is he obviously back to his best? Would go pretty close here, but 61 kilos, Joel, gets no favours.
No, he doesn't. It's a good race. Hard to tip against Hellbent. He was just superb winning last start, reeling off some sizzling sectionals and blowing Scheidel away, who won last week. This is obviously a tougher test for him, but on with him to beat 2. Our boy Malachi just doesn't know how to run a bad race. He'll come across from that gate and I think he'll run really well. 1 Lankan Rupee in for 3rd and 4 Wild Rain is going super in for 4th.
Yeah, I've gone with Wild Rain on top. I felt Hellbent would be obviously the hardest to beat and deserves to be favourite, but I just think he's way too short around about 210, 220, and I'd rather entertain the possibility of Wild Rain knocking Hellbent off. You know Wild Rain's going to jump forward and be very hard to run down. Probably 1,000 metres is probably going to be a most effective distance as well. It won't allow Hellbent that extra 100 metres of 1100 or 1200 to get home over the top. So Wild Rain ahead of Hellbent, gap back to 3rd, our boy Malachi, and then for 4th, Lankan Rupee.
Well, having tipped against Hellbent first up in a midweeker, I can't really, shouldn't really be jumping out. I think I have already jumped on, but I've jumped off again because, Wild Rain for mine as well, just hasn't put a foot wrong to beat Hellbent. Lankan Rupee and our boy Malachi, 4-5-1-2. Last race at Caulfield on Saturday is race 10. It is the Ladbrokes Moonga Stakes for 4 years old and up. Group 3, 1,400 metres, Joel.
Gone 12, Voodoo Lad. He could make a case that he probably should have won the Rupert Clark. He sort of didn't get going when perhaps he needed to, and Bonorum pinched a brake on him. He hit the line strongly for second. He's just going super. He's on top of 4 Takedown, who's going great guns in Sydney. I don't think 1,400's any issue for him. 2 Stratum Star back around a bend can improve at a tracker he's got a really good record at, and 1 Good Project. Didn't have a lot of luck first up. He's been trialling well. His 1,400 metre record's really good. 12-4-2-1.
9 on top of me, Durandal. I think 2 runs down the straight at Flemington this campaign have been really positive. 1,400 around the corner, I think it's going to be ideal. Barrier 3 draws to get a lovely run just in behind the pace, and under those circumstances, I think he's a great each way bet at around about 16-1. So, got him on top of 12, Voodoo Lad, 11, Hofgarten, who found the line nicely at Flemington last start, and 6, Fast and Rocking. I mean, poor owners of Devon and Gordon, I guess, have to put up with pillows aside finding ways of getting beat, and Fast and Rocking's probably the one they've had to put up with over the last 2 or 3 years, also in a similar fashion.
Yes, 12 Voodoo Lad for me, 2 beat 9 Durandal, 4 Takedown and 11 Hofgarten, and Voodoo Lad is my best on the Caulfield program. As mentioned earlier, my value bet race 5, number 5, Rocketeer. Joel?
Best is Flippant, race 3, number 4, and value is the only race we haven't touched on, race 1, number 10, Swampland. Promising filly, I think she'll go through the grades. Has to beat Silk Feed and Skylight Glow, and they're 2 certain dangers, but can definitely back her each way at around 15-1.
Yeah, I've got Swampland in for 2nd. I've got Eleonora as the best, race 4, number 5, and I've got Durandal as the value, race 10, number 9.
All right, racing at Royal Randwick in Sydney on Saturday for the New South Wales Tats Club meeting, and it is an all-black type quaddie starting in race 6, Joel, City Tattersalls Club Cup, listed event over 2,400.
5 Allegria, it was not much tempo to that race last start, and Tim Clark made a an early move on her, and no knock on him for doing that. Put her in the race. She just couldn't go with the stablemate who ended up winning it, but she ran well just from barrier one. If she can just sort of be saved up for that last run, I think she'll get her day in the sun. On Saturday, to make 2 Sense of Occasion, 1 Janoob and 3 Caped Crusader.
Similar numbers, 5 Allegria on top for me. From 1 Janoob, 2 Sense of Occasion, of 8 Murphy's Delight. Not much to add apart from what you said about the top of Allegria there, John.
Race 7, second leg of the quaddie at Randwick, is the Ainsworth Brian Crowley Stakes for 3-year-olds over 1,200, a listed event.
Yeah, good race. Sticking with number 7, Hair Trigger. I thought he did a good job off a bit of a break between runs last start. Barrier 1, he's going to get a lovely run. I think he'll run you a really good race. I've thrown in a bolter for 2nd, Travancore. Debut was excellent off some good trials, and then he's produced a brilliant performance to win a pretty weak maiden, must be said, on the Beaumont track. But he's a good horse going places. Might not be Saturday, but follow him. 2 El Divino, brother to Winks, back in distance. He can improve, and 3 Guard of Honor is a talented horse. 7, 9, 2, 3.
1 Suchet on top for me. Resumes from a spell, had 2 recent trials. The latest one was very good under a light ride. First up last campaign over 1,200, he was excellent against the tempo. And look, from barrier 2, he won't get as far back, hopefully. And look for him late. Ahead of 7 Hair Trigger, he's certainly one that's going to get back and be motoring. Just needs luck maybe from the inside barrier. 3rd number 3, Guard of Honor. This horse I would have probably put on top if he drew better. Just don't know if he's going to get a nice run from that wide alley. And then 4th number 11, Sprite, who I thought was a good first up winner and has plenty of upside, but certainly the chances don't end there. It's a race of great depth.
Race 8 at Randwick on Saturday, 3rd leg of the quaddie is the ICD property Nivison, 1200 for mares, Group 3, and you'll be in unison here because your best bet on the program, both of you, is number 10, Egyptian Symbol, Joel.
Yeah, pretty keen on her. Her trials have been super. She's always been a good trialer, so that's no shock, but just think she's going to win this. Her form last time in reads really well, placed behind Red Zell and Takedown and form around Southern Legend. She's clearly the one to beat. 1 Slightly Sweet will get back, but will be hitting the line. 11 Magic Alibi back to Sydney can improve. Her fresh run was good. And 4 Nancy, a little bit disappointed in her first up. I didn't tip her that day, but I still thought she'd run a bit better. She'll be a bit fitter, and she's too good a mare to not bounce back from that.
Yeah, the key with Egyptian Symbol here is that it's a set weights and penalties race, and by virtue of the fact that she keeps on running well without winning, she gets into this race quite kindly at the weights, and she's unbeaten first up. She, of course, won her first 3 races, has been beaten her next 7, but has been placed in 6 of those. So she's pretty honest, and I've got her on top from 4 Nancy. Agree with what you said there, Joel. I was expecting a little bit better, but Blake Shin got off the horse and said that she'll derive plenty of benefit from the run, so I'm just being a little bit forgiving of that, and she's drawn to get a lovely run again. 3rd number 6, Fit 2, and 4th number 2, Artistry.
Well, if there was harmony in race 8, there is going to be Trump Clinton style acrimony in race 9 as you go head to head with your value bets, and I'm talking about the City Tattersalls Lightning 1100 metre listed event.
Which one's Trump? That'd be the shortest draw. I'm with 6 Kaepernick, giving him another chance. Fresh run was excellent. Corey Brown noted that he was just too strong, too fierce in the run last start and didn't finish off. They put a crossover noseband on. That usually helps them settle a bit better. White gate, going to need a little bit of luck, but Kobe Jennings is riding well. So I'm with him to beat 16 Spieth, a very, very talented horse. Stepping up a little bit in class here for his first run back from a spell, but he's a good horse, been trialling well. 8 King Like can improve. He was disappointing, but again, another horse that wanted perhaps to over-race a little bit down the straight. First up, he's since easily won a trial. At his best, he's a big hope, and 10 ins and out. So honest, got to be included in your first fours.
14 Sarajevo on top for me. Just missed out first up when he was charging down the outside, and His Majesty got a lovely split through the middle of the pack. And then second up in the shorts, he just got run off his legs a wee bit, and he was very strong through the line. Went back to the trials and was also good through the line. Maybe just lacked a bit of fitness, and that's probably perhaps why the connections went back to the trials. And I think third up, still at 1100, and perhaps less depth than what he was exposed to in the shorts, I think he can be finishing home over the top at good odds. From 16 Spieth, who's a raw talent, who's shown starting to put it together. Third, number six, Kaepernick, Joel's top selection. And fourth, number 10, Ins and Outs.
All right, so as mentioned, Carl's best and Joel's best, race 8, number 10, Egyptian Symbol. Carl's value, race 9, number 14, Sariovi Avo. Joel's race 9, number 6, Kaepernick, Morfordville. Course proper is where they're racing on Saturday, and there is a listed event. Carl, it is race 7, the programmed Durbridge Stakes over 1,200.
Gone with Schaff here, number 3, second to Illustrious Lad last start, and that's form line looks particularly strong after Illustrious Lad ran a credible placing on Wednesday at Caulfield. But Schaff's really measured up in stronger company. He was a winner at Flemington 3 starts ago over 1,000 metres, and he's always competitive over this distance range. So from barrier 4, got him ahead at number 9, Dr. Dapper. Now, this horse was heavily backed. I put him on top, and he was $50 into 10. Now, I know I've got a bit of a following bucks, but it wasn't all my money, and it wasn't all the followers latching onto it either. Bombed the start, but hit the line nicely. He can run a nice race here, again at good odds. Third number 4, Lord Aspen, who's got plenty of ability but had plenty of injury issues. And important to note, Matty Nielsen, who's ridden Lord Aspen his whole career, is aboard Schaff. And for fourth, I've put in number 11, Cataloccio.
No, I haven't looked at the Durbridge Stakes, unfortunately, but there are a couple on the Morfordville card that I like. Otherwise Okay, race 6, number 5. Should have won first up, balked for a run and ran on well. Still stuck on one win, that's the slight query, but he finds himself in a winnable race. He would be my best, and my value is Killawarra in the last. Ex-Victorian horse, decent form in Victoria. He went to South Australia and two of his three runs were good. The only one that wasn't, where he sort of couldn't take up a forward position, settled back. He's better on the pace. I think he can run you a bit of a cheeky race first up.
Well, my best bet's race 5, number 4, Metro Cowboy. This horse was a good winner 2 starts ago. Then got back in a slowly run race, didn't stand a chance, but was good through the line. And the value bet comes up in the last, race 8, number 11, Lady Andress. Now, Lady Andress was also a recent, no it wasn't, sorry, it's first up from a spell. I was getting mixed up there with another horse. First up from a spell, it has had 2 wins from 12 starts. Is capable over this distance range. She's certainly well bred, and on her best form would go very close in this race.
All right, Joel, talk us through Eagle Farm on Saturday. Your value bet comes up in the 7th, and that is a Class 3 plate over 1,600, sponsored by Baker's Delight. We go all the way down to number 16, but we find that this horse is paying $4.
Yeah, disappointing. That's not my go for value either, but they've latched onto her. First up run was really good. She got back, saved ground, stuck near the inside at Eagle Farm. That's not the go, but she ran on well to run third. She was only 4.5 lengths off Tavachi in the Sunshine Coast Guineas before the break. She was also placed a couple of times at the mile. So, yeah, I think she'll win. She's a little bit short for a value bet.
I don't think we've actually mentioned the name of the horse, which is Passion in Flight.
That'd help. That would help. Number 16. So I'm with her. Just holding out for a better price. My best is in the last, Star of Night, race 8, number 11. Always liked this filly. She ran us some good races at big odds as a 2-year-old and 3-year-old, and she's come back this prep and only beat 3 rivals at the Gold Coast, but did it in style. Comes to town for a no metro win race. I think she's up to that sort of a level.
Alrighty, Ascot, we finally get across to Ascot. Some conjecture, according to Greg Hooper, about the state of the track.
Not
what's that all about?
Not the state of the tables and chairs.
No, I think they're all present and correct. We've had a week to get them, had a fortnight to get them across.
The track, what's wrong with it?
I don't know. Some conjecture over the state of the track, according to Greg Hooper, but...
Bumper called off the week before.
Yes, indeed. It rained yesterday.
Yeah, well, they're not used to rain over there, are they?
Rio, best bet from last Saturday, won yesterday. The listeners were onto it today. Thanks for bringing Bunbury up. we're giving ourselves pats on the back today, so I'll
rightly so.
Anyway.
Race 7 is the big one. It's the Group 3 Northerly Stakes to kick off Ascot Summer Carnival. Joel.
Good race, really good race. We see some guns return. Perfect reflection, disposition. The Peters owned pair, Pornichet, now with Dan Morton, is in Perth. His trials have suggested he may need this. Lighten in My Veins, impressive, winning last start, beating Great Shot and Wink and a Nod, and some good mares in there. So it's a good race. I'm with Perfect Reflection, though. She looks the pick of them. Willie Pike rides her. You'd think he would have had the pick, although she's probably the one you want to be on going forward. So she could get beat today and still you'd want to stick with her. But I'm with her to beat five, Light in My Veins, four, Disposition, and seven, Great Shot. My best is Viking Forest, race six, number five. Really good first up, last prep. He won really impressively in his first campaign. He's trialled well. He's a nice horse. He's going to get back from that gate, need a bit of luck, but going forward, he's a good horse. Hopefully, he can overcome some troubles to win on Saturday. My value bet is Samovare, race three, number eight. Could be in a similar boat to Passion in Flight, this one, with Willie Pike riding. Not sure how much value it's going to be, but there's a few horses in this race that should be high up in betting. This daughter of Savabeel was really good, winning last start over 1,200. She surged late and didn't look like going to win, but she was strong out to 1,400, superb, perfectly.
All right, earlier in the day across the Tasman, they are racing at Rotorua and Ashburton.
Rotorua will be heavy.
It's like saying the Moe track will be heavy.
Yeah, that's a bit of a surprise. But it will be dry down in the South Island, I think, down at Ashburton. They get dry tracks there. But Rotorua, best is Pritha Varma, race four, number six. Really good first up, running into a talented type, fitter for that. She's been competitive in much better grade. I think she'll win that. And my value is Go Nicholas, race six, number two. Again, I'm not sure what odds he will be. He'll be in the market. He'll win, though. He's a good horse. His first up run was really good. My best for Ashburton is Imperium, race nine, number one. Missed the start, took off mid-race to get around to them and just was left a sitting shot. Found one better second up. If he jumps with them, he shouldn't do as much work and he'll be hard to beat. And my value is Ruby Rowe, race seven, number 11. Huge run, first up. When she was my value bet, she took off and hit the front and just run down the last 100 metres. She ran really well to run fourth. Hopefully, if we stick with her, she'll repay us.
Okay, well, that wraps up a huge Saturday of racing around Australia. Of course, it doesn't end there. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the form in your winning post, including Friday night at Cranbourne. Leaving us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already, and our best $20 bet of the weekend, and I'm on a hat trick.
I'm afraid.
And since a couple of weeks ago, I was served very well by Darren Weir trained standout in the last, so I'll go with that again. Caulfield, race 10, number 12, Voodoo Lad. Joel?
I think Dixie Blossoms was my $20 bet last week. Even if she wasn't, let's claim it, and we'll go Egyptian Symbol back to Sydney for the best, race 8, number 10.
And I'll go against you, Barks. I'll go race 10, number 9, Durandal, 10 each way.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners on Caulfield Cup Day, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.